setting the bar story.
That is an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, there's nothing wrong with, like, taking your younger brother or sister out for a drive, right?
That's great.
Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without taking your younger sister for a Sunday drive when you're seven, you're doing okay.
That's where we're going sideways.
Yeah,
we do need to have our license if, you know, mom and dad aren't with us.
So he grabbed his mom's car.
Yeah.
He brought his little sister.
Where were we going? Did we just figure out if there's something that we need and we don't have it in the house, so we're going to go get it? They
didn't say where they were going.
Oh, like I feel like a hankering for ice cream. Come on, sis. Right. Let's get in the car and go.
Right. However, they drove for about 10 miles.
10 miles? He's seven?
Yes.
How old is this?
Through multiple towns.
Oh, my gosh.
When police caught up with the seven-year-old, they tried to pull him over. He didn't comply.
Right, because he probably
doesn't know how.
You know.
Probably doesn't know how.
Didn't go through driver's ed. Didn't understand that's what you're supposed to do when you see the woo-woo lights.
Yeah, so they decided, the police were like, you know what, we're not going to, like, chase him because I think it would freak him out.
Right. You're trying not to make the seven-year-old driver crash.
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
How old is sis?
I don't know.
I'm guessing younger. Otherwise, she would have been like, no, let me drive.
Well, yeah. Yes. I mean, they did say it was a younger sister. So I'm assuming maybe five.
Younger than seven.
Yeah.
But not old enough to say, hey, brother, I'm not sure if we're supposed to be doing this.
So the car finally stopped when it hit a parking strip and it kind of became disabled. Now, the good news is no one got hurt.
That's good news. Did we crash the car? Was there any damage?
Yeah.
Anybody else? Did we hit some things?
Yeah, the car became disabled, yes.
Okay.
And so, you know, look, none of the kids or other people on the road were injured, so he's a very excellent driver.
But we're grounded forever, right?
Here are some witnesses to the whole fiasco.
I was pretty shocked and scared because, I mean, I have a kid, so I know how scary it is to come home and find your kid and your car gone. This is a really high traffic area for a little kid to be driving right here.
That's honestly crazy to me. I can't believe that he had the knowledge to really know how to, like, drive a car and even reach the pedal.
And that's a blessing, really, because honestly, the fact that that child at 7 years old didn't crash a car and kill somebody, including themselves, is insane.
I wonder what that situation was there, like where his mom was.
Yeah, isn't that wild?
I'm hearing compliments.
Yeah, I mean, they're all saying the same thing we are. They're like, we have no idea how no one was injured.
Yes, that is miraculous.
Yeah, so there you go. That is
grounded forever, though.
At least, well, you know what? There is
until we're 16.
Obviously,
and can legally do that.
He's got. We're going to read about this guy in about 20 years.
He's got skills. He's going to be like a race car driver.
He's going to be a race car driver. Yes,
Formula One. Yeah,
and he's going to be an F1 driver for sure. All right.
Wow.
So, yeah, there you go. That is your setting the bar story.
You know, but he took his sis along.
He did.
And that to me warms my heart.
See,
that
that's something that
they're cultivating a nice, you know, friendship.
That's something that Jake and Ava could
camaraderie.
Could.
Okay. Oh no, sir, not yet.
All right. So there you go. That is your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX.